Hello, hello, what's going on? Man of peace and love is live. I am alive and well, and I am pausing the Indie Back Story series for a week or two just so I can serve you some of the yawning spot of this podcast episode. We've been treating music reviews, what's going on with the culture, and you'll agree with me, it's about time for us to yawn. You understand? Alright, so here's a switch to the yawning's lane. Most people have the type of music they listen to or a particular music artist they love so much, whether it's their music or their lifestyle. From Wizkid FC to Outsiders to 30BG to YBNL Family, Mavens, and the list goes on and on and on. I have my favorite Nigerian music artist and why, and I am 99.9% sure you have yours too. Although I'm not a one-way type diehard fan who cancels every other artist or their music because they are not my favorite, right? I am and will always be a fan of any good music. Sure thing, you'll get to know who mine is, but first let me talk to a couple of W Experience fams who their favorite is and why. Also, you can join the conversation by dropping yours in the comment section and why this particular artist is your favorite. Let's go.
Yeah, it's your boy here, Mr. V. So I'm a real estate analyst, an outsider for life, number one burner fan, Odogwu, African Giants, moving from out. So yeah, my favorite artist has always been Burna Boy. Right from time, Burna Boy. You know, I've been listening to Burna since 2011, Burna Identity days. So, come on, right from the days of Trumpet. So it's always been Burna. You know, Burna just gives you, he gives you these vibes. You know, he makes conscious music, but with groovy tones. So,
conscious,
like na life music now. He makes life music. So Burna's music is for people. Burna's music is for people that do things. So you get
what kind of things?
Different things. You know, life. There are so many things in life. Yes, you know. There's this reasoning that comes with when you're on that other level.
What kind of reasoning?
So you need to be on this level to understand. But yeah, the thing is with Burna, you get the music you're getting is not just all about your party, this, that, just the whole just good vibes you get, because we all know that yeah, life is not just all good vibes. So he gives you this music, this conscious music. So you still get, I mean, look at the songs on his album, African Giants album. So you get to hear songs about things happening, things going on, which really with nice tunes that nice beats that you can move your body to, you get. And this makes it just records in your head. So it's kind of like he's like the balance in the music industry for me. So I just love Burna. And then I know there's so many controversies about his attitude and all that, but for me, I don't know, Burna can never go wrong, though. Burna can never go wrong for me. The music is above 100. Everything is above 100 for me. I mean, his self-confidence, people might just see it as him being rude, but I would say that's self-confidence, and I fuck with that. Yeah, just having self-confidence. So his awards, you can see Burna, I mean, nominated for 47 awards, and he has 23. That's like a 50% rate, and having a Grammy on top of that, come on now. If you're going to bring up your artist, at least does your artist have a Grammy? So it's Burna. So Burna is actually like a top stakeholder right now in the music industry. I wouldn't say just Nigerian music industry, I'd say global, because I see him up there. He's up there. He's a star, man. He's a star. So yeah.
Hello, my name is Emanuela Achan, and I'll be talking about my favorite Nigerian artist, Divine Ukubo, popularly known as Rema. Rema is a Nigerian singer and songwriter who is among the exclusive list of singers considered to be the future of Afrobeats, or as we ravers say, Afro Rave. The first song I ever heard of Rema was Do Maybe, and the rest is history. His style, demeanor, and crowd control is mesmerizing. He started March 27, 2019, and is already breaking records globally. Isn't that mad? I'm legit gonna rave till my last breath. You can count on it.
Oshie River.
I go by the name I can like and call me Kinzo. I love this question. My favorite artist in Nigeria is Vector. Yeah, Vector the Viper. Yeah. Rename Olaiwaju Ogunmefun. I've been a very big fan of Nigerian music, respectively, especially rap. Yeah, I love my Sins and Sauce Kids, DC Jax, AQ, Netusi. But my favorite now Vector the Viper. Yeah, I've been Vector fan. Let me say like a decade now, because first song that I actually heard from Vector, I think now Get Down featuring Two-Face DPI, that song get to my head that year, man. I just be like, see, who be this person will drop this mad jam like this? The lyrics, the production, the rhymes, this song just kind of did very funny to me that time, because that year I just listened to just normal, like, let me say, like, oh, the band song, and One Day is one of my favorite artists in Nigeria. But man, I know the joke with Vector at all. Yeah, and apart from Vector being a very good rapper, Baba forget, Vector is highly intelligent. I'm not even capping right now. Shay, you know, they listen to Vector interviewing when we're talking about real life shit, music, politics. Vector a day deal. And 2016, that Laffy Ajayi album from Vector. When I said that, Baba, that album just is skip. Is any track to skip like this? And you throw me away. Go buy another one. Yeah, Vector. I think the first track intro, the intro, followed by Laffy Ajayi, the single, Zadi, Adura. I know even few mention, man, because Vector song, they always bust my brain anytime I listen to him. As Vector did like this, Vector should have, like, let me like say, like 150 tracks. I can tell you that respectively, I know 140 songs from Vector, to let you know I'm a diehard fan of Vector as debut. And Vector got bars, man. This one will be here. Everybody said this one, even in our favorite way, now they shout up and down. Me, I no need to like mention anybody's name. We maybe na rap or na R&B. Everybody sabi, say Vector sabi when it comes to like lyrics and talking about relationship, about politics. Everybody want interview him. Just try, just be like, say something like just they bother your mind now. Maybe like about Nigeria or something. We be say you know. Just say, just don't like call celebrity. Everything will be more new. That person with the intelligent, we get paid. Ask question. What's going on? What's going on in Nigeria? Why this thing go? You go see person, you go be like, say, your papa, they follow you talk. If Vector, they talk to you. I'm not even camping. Vector, I know the joke with them. Where I won't even start from? She in Akinchi Street, featuring Sinzu or Mary Jane. Baba, that Mary Jane blew my head. I don't know, maybe you've heard of Mary Jane. But I don't know, my head, they think of how to think. See this girl and wait, Baba, go listen to Mary Jane. It took me, let me see, it took me like a year. I saw it down for me to know what Vector they talk about for that Mary Jane. I know go talk on for year. I know go talk on. You guys go download down to know what Vector they talk for that Mary Jane. When you hear him, you go know, say, more people get do and license. Yeah, 2021. Okay, that was last year. I think like September last year, like Vector release license. My light license, so I know they do with license, Zadi, Blacks. I know even feel, should we talk about the EP or the first album, the second coming? Talk about the crossover EP album. Vector, I just fucking like that guy. I'm not even copying. Everybody get their own favorite too. Some people tell us in our whiskey. Na Vedi, na David, na Bona, Thor, na Sabi, Bomio, na Vector, the Viper, and Vector na Spey, Vector na ladies, na ladies made to everybody. See Vector, see the way the guy take Thor, fresh. Oh my man, no big get Thor for him, but for me, Vector is a very good guy, and I think ladies like him, and forget me, Vector is my favorite musician in Nigeria, my favorite rapper in Nigeria. And anytime you hear Oshamo, you suppose know say na Ondun, now they follow him, cause That's Vector the Viper for you. And we know they buy some for you. We know they repeat lyrics. We know they repeat talk. Anything we talk today for freestyle, you know, go hear them again for months. You hear, in every year, say, I'm on Vector carry my song. Vector, we know they draw them for you. Our song they did different lyrics they eat. So you know how it be. Wordplay, bars, punchline, leave out for Vector the Viper.
Is it the battle of the stars? Let's see.
My name is Ibukunluwa Ayomide Obadofin. Ayo from Ondo State. People call me IBK, my friends, and other people that are interested in my work. I'm a photographer and a cinematographer. My favorite artist would be Wizkid, Ayo Balogun. A very big fan, but I wouldn't say I'm on the same level with Wizkid FC, but you can categorize me under the Wizkid FC. So, reasons why I like Wizkid. Technically, it's not that much, but I actually really like Wizkid because of his cool and awesome music. A lot of people out there say that he repeats his songs or repeats his lyrics, but I feel like people don't actually understand the kind of style that it is. It gives a lot of people grace and this abundance of people wanting to be like him. Because actually, the literary is the only artist that they've sang song about, like Machala, the Machala song. And for the fact that a song was made for Wizkid, the song actually blew, and which is also causing another issue at the moment, but it's none of my business. So the reason why I like Wizkid majorly is because of his art, his reservation, and the fact that he keeps to himself. People say Wizkid as a very proud person, but I just like the guy, truthfully. His music is good, his music top charts, wherever it features in is the best. So I can't say it's because of this reason why I like Wizkid. I just like Wizkid because of the kind of person he is. Humble and calm. It's not as if Wizkid is not the kind of person that doesn't talk or call people out once in a while, but he tries to avoid himself being in that spirits communicating with social media, let me say people. So technically I'll say the reason why I like Wizkid is because of his song, which I've said like a couple of times now, and it's looking ridiculous. I like him because of his song. I like him because of the kind of person he is. People say he's a deadbeat father, but that's none of my business. I believe he cannot be a deadbeat father because of the kind of money he makes. So I believe he's actually there for his children, and I respect him so much for the kind of ground he has set. He has put Nigeria in. People will believe that the international aspect, I mean, it's offensive for me to see when people compare Wizkid to what's it called, Asake, Terms and all. Not that these people are not good, they are good, but why do we always have to do the comparison thing? I believe everybody should respect themselves and not put Wizkid below anybody. If you are going to compare anybody to Wizkid, you should be comparing Wizkid with international artists. No, with our Nigerian artists here. Everybody is a Nigerian, but the way people have blown is different from the way people are. Today we are comparing Wizkid to Burna Boy. Today we are comparing Wizkid to Davido, which is not an ending talk. But here we are comparing Wizkid and Asake. It doesn't make any sense. Why can't we always leave Wizkid to be in and Asake to be himself? I mean, Wizkid released a song, but to me, 12 a.m. and while having him being the most streamed song ever, the song became number one before we even woke up. Like, who does that? Only Wizkid. What's that? The highest nominations with everything, with records shows that Wizkid is the biggest African artist. But because of the regional people, we get to see them comparing and contrasting below artists. But the thing is, you will never hear Wizkid telling one person is below. No matter how low you are, no matter how high you are in Nigeria's face or international face, he's going to be out there ailing. He does things differently from Davido. They are good friends, but we don't always have to compare. Respect to Wizkid, but all I'm just trying to say is I love Wizkid because of the kind of person he is. The music he makes is also part of it, but not majorly because of the music, but because it's just one love, sweet. Why do we always have to stress about this life? We are all going to live this life one day. So why not we do things together instead of comparing people? I believe he actually wants to say that out. But he doesn't also want to get himself involved in petty talks. So generally, that's all I have to say. Thank you for having me. Peace.
You took it personal though.
Everybody know what time it is now. 30 BG for life. Who they breathe? He choke. So my name is Ifeji. I'm a travel consultant and I'm a huge fan of Afro music, you know. So coming to Afro music, Davido is the number one. 001, who they check out? Anytime, any day, bro, Davido or nothing. I love Davido, you know, not just as an artist. I love him as a human. I don't just follow any artist because he shouts as you. I know they talk to anybody. I go come, they follow you, say I'll be your fan. No, bro. I look at your personal life, you know, I look at the kind of music you do. You know, when the video started, people don't really believe, say, this guy go lax for industry. They just say, ah, because in Papa Game, you know, they always talk, oh, anything with the guy do is not enough for you. You know, they be fine saying Papa Game, you know. They talking many, many, but we know send they matter. They check out. So, the video. He's a good artist, he's a good human. He has been there year in, year out. He keeps proving the haters wrong, saying he belongs to that A-list. 001 is not just a tag, he merited it. He's been in the industry for long, and he's a good human too, like I've been saying here. He's the one that brings the guy. So many people know this thing, you know, because in the industry before, you know, if you're A-list, you're up there, so upcomings. No, you know, but they see them before they get to you, they join a fire. But now the video called the bridge gap, they carry boys along. Even in boys, come the turn celeb, you know, understand. So other artists then we say they still be A. They copy them. They say we won't do like say, ah, we say belong to the street. So, you know, they are sure that come the drop. Because the video we say now you suppose they do that kind of thing, now they carry men along. Everybody know now 30 BG gang. Past 30 boys, all of them choke every time. So, and if they do them well, if they shop for them, everybody did there alright, easy. So, now they don't come make a other artist, then we if you say the A-list, they just the copy, make people know the talk, say they know the glow, see one they identify with upcoming. Because I was listening to this guy interview one day, this was like the other time he did this, Mr. Rati. He just said he was on his phone beep. And manager told him that. Ah, the video called, though, he wants to jump on the artist. He's that kind of guy that he doesn't mind if you just come out today. If you like your tune, he did it too. Okay. Yeah, he will fuck with you. It doesn't matter. He doesn't look at it. So, and now why many people? He said it the other day that the problem with, you know, being too good and accessible, we say, who misuse it. You become too available for them. So now why anybody feel just open mouth? They talk about Davido, they talk about Whiskey, they talk about, because Davido has bridged the gap. You can talk to him, he will respond to you if you don't like what you talk. You will come to the phone, say maturity. I know one talk. Davido is that kind of artist and does humanitarian things too. When they make others, they copy once in a while, you will see them. They won't do one thing because Davido don't, when they not say themselves, no, they do. You see them, they say, ah, three person for school, don't mention anybody name. So, Davido. He's a good artist, he's a good human, and he's here to stay for a very, very long time. 30 BG says so. David, don't know feel minus. 30 BG, we don't feel minus. We are standing strong.
I feel you, bro, but check your facts, right?
Hello there, my name is Halima. I'm a business intelligence and data analyst, you know, the Texas vibe. Yeah. Who's my favorite artist in Nigeria? I'll say it has to be Burna Boy. Definitely Burna Boy. Yeah. How long have I been following Burna Boy? I had Like to Party sometimes 2013. He mentioned my second name there, you know, Dolakwa and Yetunde. And I was like, oh, this music's actually not bad. I had to listen to the entire album live. That's Living an Impact for Eternity. I was like, oh shit, this guy is actually good. So I've been following him since like 2013. Yeah. I fell in love with him with his ability to resonate with any musical genre. You know, you could just switch in easily from Afrobeat to hip hop to, you know, reggae. Like, that's actually a good one. Sometimes 2020 it dropped twice as tall 2020 was really a dark moment for a couple of us, like Nigerian youths. I was going through a lot at that point, and the first song, the Level Up, you know, when you talked about not winning the Grammy and it felt somehow like I really had a dark moment that I really felt so much. So I could resonate with him. Like, it was like the music was coming into my soul or something. I just really felt it and I loved it more since then. Burna Boy is my favorite. Why? I say it's passion. It's passion for African music. It's passion for, you know, growth. It's family. It's roots, you know. And also unity amongst people. You could see how deeply concerned he is about Nigeria. He talks about corruption, political harassment. Like, that's, I really love that about him. That, why he's my favorite. Another is his audacity, you know. Burna Boy has that audacity that I love. Like, you know, everybody knows Burna Boy knows Send Your Papa, so you just gotta love him. Yeah, I love how he takes his, how he carries his family along with his musical career. I just love everything about him. Like, he's really a chilled person for me. Yeah, thank you.
Is Burna a chilled person? Huh, I doubt that. But anyways, let's go.
Hey guys, I'm Jafiada Will. I am a surviving entrepreneur that is still trying to find greater heights towards her careers. Who is my favorite Nigerian artist? I would say Tiwa Savage. What do I like about her? She motivates me. She has this really great feminine energy that I love so much. I don't think Tiwa is ever giving like any masculine energy at all. I've never seen any masculine energy from Tiwa, except maybe like the fact that she's strong, you know, the hustling spirit that every like most people kind of have, and that is it. It's literally like she's really strong. I really love Tiwa. She has a great voice. She sings really great music. Another thing I love about Tiwa Savage is she's a very soft lady. She's like really, really soft, and she gives boss lady vibes. Like, that is another thing I love about Tiwa. She's a boss lady on her own, and the way she loves people around her, like she shares her love with people around her, it's really great and inspiring. So I think that is it.
Okay, it's a wrap on this episode of Yarnings, and we go still yarn, no worry. I know you're wondering who my favorite is, and you're like, is Winky not gonna talk about his own favorite artist? Don't worry, if you're my guy, if you're my guyest guy, you already know who it is. It's Olamide Badu, and yes, the music and lots more. Sometimes I feel like he's my spirit animal because I love how he moves, you know. Helps a lot of people, put people on, and you'll never be able to figure him out in a lot of good ways. Plus, you'll be finding out why I love this man pretty soon. Thank you for being a part of this Yarnings episode of W Experience with Man of Peace and Love, Winky Sugar. Don't forget, where you're from does not always dictate where you're going in life, but it says a lot about who you are. Always represent, and don't forget your roots, because that's where you're from. Stay true, stay curious, and be you. Peace and love.